Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's fun to say that it's a rivalry and it's the ultimate level of competing. And you talk about the back and forth between Coach Pat. Doesn't surprise me any. I love it. That's why, you know, we are who we are, because the head of our snake, him, he's like us.
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, best of seven between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. So Dragic will bring it back for the Heat, down by 10. Gordon all the way in, running layup, finger roll, got another one, 11 points for Gordon Dragic. Back to Duncan, another attempt, and that one's good from downtown. And the Heat now trail by 2, 36-34. Now to Totter. Totter trying to drive into the lane, goes inside, throws it out. Crowder, wide open three, got another one, Jay Crowder. And the Heat up 52-46, their largest lead of the night.
Boston is a really good team. Talented, they play the right way, they defend. Can't expect there to be pushover.
Walker on that far wing. Walker straight up top, Smart left wide open. He buries the three again. That's six for him now. And why he is left open, Ruth, I'm still absolutely mortified by this right now. Back into Butler, up top, Totter, straight on for three. Got it to go, Tyler. Wow, big shot by the youngster. 101-98, Boston with 3:10 left to go. Kemba's going to go all the way inside to the basket, put the shot up and got it right at the rim. No problem there for Kemba Walker. Back with it comes Miami. Totter, a three is open. Totter's got it from downtown. Miami down by two with a minute to go. To the corner, Butler step back three, got it. Jimmy Butler gives Miami the lead, 106-105 with 22 seconds left to go.
Huge three by Butler, shooting 50% from behind the arc. That was just a critical bucket.
To Totter down the floor into Bam and a right hand jam. Miami on the fast break, 113-110. 2 minutes left in overtime, Heat by three. Seconds in the ball game. Let's see what action they've got. Butler's going to drive in. Butler step through, puts it up.
Oh!
Got it to go and one. Oh my, Jimmy Butler. He gets fouled and the Heat now leading by one and can make it two if Butler hits at the free throw line. Now Tatum trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam. What a block by Bam Adebayo as Tate went in to slam it down, and Bam said, not a chance here in Orlando. Tatum turns around with it. Tatum throws up a prayer off the rim, and Miami wins game one. Tatum had a look, but it didn't drop, and Miami in overtime beats Boston 117-114.
At the end of the day, you know, great block, great win, and business isn't done yet.
Wow.
Come on.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Leroy.
Woo!
Wake your ass up, South Florida, if you're not up already. You've been sleeping too long. Take your pants off. Get your coffee, get into your car, or waltz on over to your home office. Let's get it going, Leroy. What a beautiful day it is. What a beautiful day it's here in South Florida. Bam Adebayo with the block of all blocks. Stuffing Jason Tatum right at the rim. Baby Goat with his elephant balls, big shots. Goran Dragic, almost 30 points. And Jimmy Buckets. He was more like Jimmy something that rhymes with buckets yesterday because he was nailing big shots all over the court. And ones, big threes. His coffee is worth way more than $20. What a day, Leroy. They have only lost one time in this postseason in overtime. They are now seven games away from a trophy, three away from getting back to the NBA Finals. Sully and Murph's crying in the Sam Adams this morning. What a glorious day. And Riles, you handsome devil, you silver fox, you Don, you godfather, sitting there smiling. Oh, just made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, Leroy.
All warm and fuzzy.
They said going into the game yesterday, this was written in ink, that Tice, or as I like to call him, Thice, and Bam was a wash. Leroy, they said it was a wash. Dumbest thing I've heard since Greg Popovich picking up Plumlee brother over him. And you know what happened the last time that happened? We got embarrassed by some country I've never heard of. Stop picking against this guy. I love it.
Do you care? I don't care.
I care. No. I care. I care.
You want them not only to win, but you want them to be favored.
That's right.
By everyone.
I want them. I not only want them to win. I want them to win, and I want our enemies to be sorry. I'm sorry I doubted you. That's what I want. I want apologies.
All right.
It's not good enough just to win. It's that you have to win and dance over their grave. That's how I like it. Sophia knows about it.
Wow.
She's heat culture. She's got the giggles.
You want to hear a stat?
We're laughing at Boston today, Sophie. And those silly Celtics. Shouldn't you be in class right now? I can't make you pancakes right now. You got to wait like 7 minutes.
You going to make pancakes in 7 minutes?
They're Insta pancakes. They're the greatest thing known to man.
No, Insta-cakes. Come on, you cheapskate.
Dude, it's not cheapskate. It's a time skate. I don't have time. What do you want me to be out here with the griddle?
I smoked turkey legs during the show.
What? You do what?
I did.
Oh, that's when? What. You get, that's why you coughing so much. Of all the smoke from the turkey leg.
No, not now.
I hope that Bam had a turkey leg at Disney last night. I hope that somebody bought it for him. He had like a $60 meal. He had to buy a turkey leg and Jimmy Butler's coffee.
Right. So now he definitely need to get paid.
You see who chimed in yesterday, by the way? Chimes Tim Watts yesterday.
Oh, buddy.
Kissing the Heat's ass yesterday. Old Wattsy. Really? Old Wattsy was chiming in from the other side of the world. And those who don't know Tim Watts, he is the Australian member of parliament who shamed the NBA for picking Ben Simmons over Goran Dragic for the All-Star game. Which,
and you have to have him. No. That's not who he is.
What?
He is the guy you had a bet with that had you jumping around in a kangaroo outfit.
Well, yeah. It was a Sixers Heat battle between the both of us. And, you know, I ended up having to pay my bet and jump around a kangaroo suit. But that's only because I was standing up for my guy, Gogi.
By the way, that was a ridiculous show trip.
Why?
It was.
Because we were in front of
the all piled into my car, and then out of the trunk, you pull a ridiculous kangaroo outfit, and we're walking down in front of the arena.
I only had to pull out the head. I drove down in the kangaroo outfit because I remember I was sitting in your car with my giant kangaroo tail under my ass.
Jeez. Just keeps getting worse. Was that worse than Fruit Ninja?
Fruit Ninja, I think, was more costly.
Fruit Ninja cost you a lot more. This one was free, other than me having to buy. No, actually, you know what? I didn't even buy the Ben Simmons jersey. I ended up returning it.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say that.
Jersey?
Stop saying that word.
It's a jersey.
So stupid.
It's a jersey. Do you want to hit the headlines, Robbie? Let's check in with our friends in WEEI. Let's see how they're doing this morning.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. So, Tobin, I believe he's starting to get some company on the Brad Stevens is overrated train.
Oh, my God. This is, are they calling for his head up in Boston?
Next game they play, Marcus Smart might have 8 points and go 2 for 15 from 3-point land. I think Tatum still has to, like the caller just said, he has to be more than just the guy that can get the ball and create his own shot, be able to, you know, slash, cut, all types of stuff. Brown, I think Brown needs more aggressiveness.
But don't you think
game.
All these things, Wiggy, can come with a change in head coach? I think a lot of this is based on Brad Stevens. He's not pulling it out of
him. I agree with you on that, Curtis. You know me. I've been on the get rid of Brad train for day one. I agree with you. It is about the coach. And it's not about X's and O's in basketball. It's about understanding how to manage egos. And like Curtis said, get that out of your guys.
You know I've been on this train. And Marcus Smart, we're never going to hit that Smart game again. We're never going to get it.
Jeez.
They're calling for him to be fired after game one.
You want to hear an interesting stat?
Leroy, game one. Listen, you want to know something? I haven't even said to fire Brad Stevens. All I've ever said is he's wildly overrated. I haven't said that he's good. He's just not God's gift to basketball. They're calling for him to be fired.
One game.
And apparently this guy's been wearing a conductor hat for a long time, he said.
There's more.
Oh, there's more?
He just doesn't have that. He should be grabbing Jaylen Brown by the neck and saying, listen, you should be putting up at least 18 to 20 shots a game and be aggressive. That's what he should be saying.
Kevin, we paid
you all this money. You need to show that you're an all-star player, you're an all-NBA player, and stop making plays.
Do you think Patriots players fear Bill Belichick on some level?
Yes.
I don't think a Celtic... anybody on that roster fears anything about Brad Stevens.
For Brad Stevens to get here without Gordon Hayward, without one of his max players, he's got two young guys he's trying to coach up.
Don't
the Bruins.
Say that.
They made the
see,
Eastern
I have
Finals.
To stop that, though.
Like,
stop
the Bruins
that.
Are
stop
out.
It.
Celtics
that.
Advance. You got to give them some credit.
See, I hate when people do that. They go, you got two young players. But
you do.
But then they're quick to say Jason Tatum is one of the best players, you know, in the league, is one of the top 10 players. Rich Keefe will tell you he's
How long did it take Jordan? How long did it take all these guys?
Listen, we got to
Bird,
we
like,
gotta
came
get,
in and
we
got to
get past this thing that they're young players.
I could snort this. I could
Rich
snort
Keefe.
This.
Rich Keefe said he could be one of the best players.
Two first names.
I tell you what I'm not seeing. You know what I'm not seeing, Murph? I tell you what I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing any Larry Birds out there. We need a Larry Bird. Gordon Hayward comes back. He's going to lift the series, okay? Without Gordon, we're not going to win. And you know why. You know why, all right? He's got the intangibles. No leaders out there.
The intangibles?
I'm not saying it. You're saying, listen.
Is being white an intangible?
Nah, I'm not saying. You said it, not me. We can't say that in this day and age. You know, we had to do that sensitivity course. But of course, we need the intangibles like Larry Bird had. Larry Legend. I mean, the Heat, they're full of intangibles. Look at all the intangibles the Heat have. Tyler Hero. Duncan Robinson intangibles. Goran Dragic intangibles. Kelly Olynyk intangibles. Even they got so many intangibles.
Hey, somebody sent this text. Clippers traded more first-round picks for playoff P than baskets he made in Game 7. That hurts. Man.
Robbie, did we hit the ID?
We did. We're good.
Okay, good. Any other headlines that we want to hit? Because I got to go make some chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, so side note. I mean, I know we were just lost in the party yesterday, but the Marlins did lose to the Red Sox.
No,
so
I know. Well,
minor sacrifice.
Get a bounce back. We got the Roger man on the hill tonight. We're gonna bounce back, Southpaw style.
Don't be fooled by the ERA. It was just one really, really bad start. He's actually been good this year.
Yeah, we got this hit. We got it all handled, man. It's gonna come together for sure. Listen, we're having a party here. We're taking your calls, 786-360-0790. Maybe you guys want to chime in like Boston does and fire Brad Stevens. Whatevs. 786-360-0790. You hit us with a bam. You go to the front of the line. It is a celebratory day here on the show. So you connect with us. Leroy's perusing the text line. Nobody peruses
yes,
the
I
text
am.
Line better than him. You can text us at 786-360-0790. And you can call us at 786-360-0790. We'll hear a little bit from Bam Adebayo after yesterday's win, his block, all that stuff. We're back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, this is a throwback, Robbie. I didn't even know we still had this in the system.
I wasn't even looking for it. I was looking for another song, and I found this.
Pat Riley has to love that. I'm sure Pat Riley just looked across at Danny Ainge and goes, "Hey, big boy," and just flips in the middle bird, the old bird. What you got? And not his Larry Bird either. Give Dwayne Wade that cheap ass present. I guess it's better than what Pat Riley gave Paul Pierce for his retirement tour, which was nothing.
He was on the Clippers too, Paul Pierce retirement tour.
Oh man,
another one of those teams that choked.
Yep, another one of those Clippers teams that choked. God, I mean, playoff P. Woo. It's tough now having a nickname that's so opposite of what you are that now it's like an ironic nickname. Like everybody just loves calling you that because they're laughing at you. You know, it's like Charles Barkley said, like he can't walk around being called Championship Chuck, but I bet if he would have, like, it's now one of those things where I love calling him Playoff P because he's so bad in the playoffs.
Man.
It's tough. It's tough.
And then he pulled the old Tobin. He pulled the old Tobin.
Not a true bad season?
Yeah. Man, I don't think pressure, we had it.
You know, to live up to the title expectations. But as a player, I mean, you want that. Like, you want that. Again, it's the first time I've been in that situation where we're expected to win. But, you know, it is what it is. It's no cop-out. Fact of the matter is we didn't live up to that expectation. But I think internally, we've always felt this is not a championship or bust year for us. You know, we can only get better the longer we stay together and the more we're around each other. The more chemistry for this group, the better. I think that's really the tell of the tape of the season. We just didn't have enough time together.
You know, typically, if you want to build chemistry, you should do, I don't know, play more than 30 games together.
Right.
It's called me crazy. I'm just, you know,
Lot of guys hurt for a long period of time.
Load management.
Yeah, load management. But I mean, Jesus.
They got plenty of time now.
Plenty of time. Yeah, maybe they can go out. You know, I wonder though, like there is a thing though. You saw, I think the Nuggets definitely have that. I think the Heat have this chemistry thing. There's,
you know,
talent.
It has to do with
it. It has talent too. I'm not going to say it's all chemistry, but
believe it or not, it has to do with a lot with this. The younger generation are friendlier, right? Like, you see the new guys coming into the league. They all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think of Ja Morant and what's his name? Zion.
Yep.
Right? They playing on the same team in AAU.
True.
Like, so all these teams, all these relationships – that are being built when they end up playing with each other have been built long before they actually got there. You think Bam knew Tyler, right? And it helps, you know, when you have a guy like Jimmy on your team. But think about this. Okay, Jimmy's the leader. Jimmy's also that guy that's preaching camaraderie.
Yep.
Relationships with all the players. But is even Kawhi going to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we don't know anything about
LeBron. Think of LeBron.
LeBron.
That's one of the things he does.
That is one of the things LeBron does. You know, LeBron's always a guy who gets good chemistry on his teams, typically because he gets everybody involved.
Look at Denver, right? You just have that feeling that those guys are, you know, they get along. They're together. They've been through some stuff together.
But the thing
made
that's
them stronger.
The thing that's cool about the Heat, and this has been pointed out many a times on you know this show and in other platforms, that there is a certain, I think there's a certain element to this team that they all have an area of they were overlooked. You know, no high draft picks. They all at some point were disrespected in their careers at one point or another. And I do think that there's some element of if you feel you have the talent, but also you could tap into that. I do feel like there's some type of mental edge they can get in these games where even these games, they're down in double digits. They never crack. They never crack.
You know who was like that? Seattle. Remember Seattle when they had the Legion of Boom? Nobody was drafted high. They all came into the league with a chip on their shoulder. Russell Wilson was drafted because he was too short. Everybody had their own story. And it all came together. You could say that a lot about the Heat. Jimmy Butler, bad teammate. Duncan Robinson went to a...
D3.
A D3 school.
Didn't average 10 points in Michigan.
Right.
Tyler Hero, end of the lottery. Bam, end of the lottery.
Right.
They only have one top 10 pick. It's Iggy. That's it.
And that doesn't count.
That was how long ago was that?
Right. So
it's at least been 04.
And in fairness, Iguodala was disrespected by John Moran on the way over here. So,
but another thing, think about somebody like Jay Crowder.
Yep.
Like, guy keeps getting moves from team to team, right? Dude can play.
Yep.
Like, now, how many of those teams right now say, wow, wish we had kept that?
Yeah. Even the role guys like, you know, Kendrick Nunn, Derek Jones.
Right.
It's Goron. You know, Goron is
Look at Myers Leonard. Like, yeah. All these guys have their own, like, type of story that puts that chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. It was noticeable from, like, early on with this team. I'm talking like from the introductory press conference, you remember Jimmy talking about like, man, I mean, I love the fact that we can all talk trash to each other here. I love it. Right. Tyler, Duncan Robinson. I was like, Duncan Robinson's talking trash?
Nobody has thin skin.
No.
One of the first signs of a good team or a team that gets along is that everybody on that team is not exempt from being that guy. You know, the guy where everybody's laughing at him.
Right.
Right? So sometimes the joke's on you. Sometimes the joke's on another guy. Well, nobody takes it.
And I remember back
everybody
in the...
Everybody takes it in stride and has fun with it.
I remember back in the, you know, the big three era, like, there would be always, you know, people would make fun of, like, LeBron and D-Wade for doing press conferences together, and they would laugh a lot of press conferences, but a lot of it was laughing at the media. And the funny thing about the team this year, covering them and checking about in the post games in the locker room is... It was a lot of that comedy vibes, but they were busting on each other, Leroy. Like, right. That, it was so funny. Like, you'd be in these locker rooms, and Jimmy and Bam are yelling at each other from across the locker rooms. Gogi's, like, talking bleep. Myers Leonard's on the other side of the locker with his giant voice talking bleep. Like, it just echoed throughout the team. It was, you know, Jimmy always throwing shots at Tyler while he's answering questions, but it's always with a wink and a smile. Like, it's, I don't know what you equate that to of them, of that meaning they're good, but it can't hurt. I mean, whatever it is, it can't hurt. And they've been right. Tremendously fun to root for this year. It's definitely going to go down as one of the most beloved teams, I think, of all time in Heat history. And who knows? I mean, it's hard to put a ceiling on them because they keep pulling these things out in games that maybe you don't think they're going to win or don't have the guts to execute. And then this is another thing too, you know, for all the complaining that Playoff P is doing about, oh, you know, not a championship or bust. One, that attitude would never fly on the Heat because Jimmy Butler's always said that he's not satisfied until this team gets the championship. He barely celebrates these wins. He can barely take enjoyment in them. But the other thing is you had all these reports about the Clippers being fatigued, which is hilarious, fatigued after the, after yesterday's loss, and you have Jimmy Butler saying, I truly believe it's like he's Pat Riley's, you know, it's like he's Pat Riley's soulmate. He's going out there and saying, I truly believe like we're in shape, more in shape at the end of these games than other teams. And I think that's allowing us to pull these things out. And I don't know, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but it's hard to argue with the results when you've only lost one game.
Right.
So awesome. Are you wearing pants, right? You're not wearing pants, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, obviously not. Me neither. Crazy.
I'm not wearing pants.
Zeus isn't wearing pants, right?
I have to get my boys off of Fonz's chair. Better get a towel or something.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about anybody from coming into the studio and seeing us without pants, like Tobin that one time. You happened to you.
I remember that. I took off my pants in the studio. Yeah, traffic reporter walked in. She's like, oh my God. I'm like, well, I didn't know. Sorry. What game was that?
That was after the Sans Pants weekend where, you know, you had the Canes beating Florida State. You had the Dolphins beating the Jets. Oh, Masvidal beating.
Is that the 0305 parlay?
Yep. Masvidal beating Nate Diaz. Yep. And the Heat kicking the Rockets' ass.
That was an epic one. That was an epic one. It was it was too
good. By the way, Robbie, how'd you do on your
I got that 20-1 payout for thanks to Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler calling that first Monday night game.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Right. Yeah, I got lucky on that one.
How did we do on our picks?
Leroy, I think he went 0-4.
I know.
I got a push in the Monday night game.
What are the Giants what do they lose by?
The Giants didn't cover.
All right, so I lost that one. I won the Ravens. I pushed on Cincy. So I was 1-2-1.
I think that was my record, too, because I had a push with Denver.
1-2-1.
I went 0-4. Do you know how hard it is for me to go 0-4?
Big bounce back. You got a big bounce back coming, buddy. Don't worry. Robbie, can you give me Bam Adebayo yesterday? Somebody asked about the Magic Johnson tweet, as Magic Johnson yesterday called it the best defensive play he had ever seen in the playoffs, which is, I mean, it's a very hot take. It's a very hot take for Magic. Oh, Alejandro Solana, producer of the Hockman and Crowder show, he chimes in on Twitter, no pants over here. So shout out to him. No pants either for Solana.
It doesn't count when you have a man bun.
What? Them's the rules?
Yeah. I don't think he has
the man bun anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I just picture a guy with a man bun always walking around in the buff.
Sitting in the gym, like, yeah.
Man bun does kind of just give off nudist.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade with some awesome tweets last night. He just puts a good night of Bam with his hand blocking Jason Tatum. His hand, Leroy, his hand is almost in the rim. It's crazy.
I know. It's the same with Kawhi in the finger the other night.
Dwayne Wade also tweeted out last night, man, this ain't healthy for my heart right now. Me neither, man. I walked around that. I didn't go to sleep last night legitimately until 2 in the morning.
Oh, if you think you're having heart problems last night, just wait till Saturday and we have to stress out a Canes-Louisville game and the Eastern Conference Finals at the same time.
I'm not stressing it out. I'm telling you. I can't
Robbie,
stress
there's
out.
There's another game in between there.
Well, no, I mean, but game two is pretty much no conflict.
Got to tell you, the NFL did a perfect job of putting the right football game on.
What's on Thursday night?
Browns and Bengals.
Browns, Cincy.
That's going to get a big rating, though, because of Burrow, and people love to crap on Baker Mayfield.
Oh, and Mike Francesa had a scoop that the Browns are trying to trade Odell Beckham.
Yeah,
Let me explain something to you.
Are you allowed to have scoops when you're retired?
Here.
I think that's all he's allowed to do.
Let me explain something to you. And I said this in Cleveland. When I played in Minnesota, I had Randy Moss and Chris Carter. And we would have plays that was designed to get one or the other open. Not a play for Randy or a play for Chris. So that we would put pressure on the defense in a way where the quarterback could look at one or two guys and tell which way to go with the football. And it was either on Randy's side or Chris's side. Now, there were no set plays, so they could switch and run the same plays, but the quarterback will still be looking the same way. So if they tried to double Randy, the underneath route was open. If the safety came down, the same exact play that happened to who was it that had the bomb? Was it Ryan Tannehill, the 41-yard pass? Okay. When Minka Fitzpatrick stepped – no, when Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
When Minka Fitzpatrick stepped up to get the crossing route and the guy ran a slant over the top,
mm-hmm.
That's how you run play football. When I watch the Browns, they might throw 5 straight passes to Jarvis Landry and then say, oh, we got to get – Odell Beckham involved, and then just start throwing the ball to him down the field. Like, there's no continuity in the offense. There's no set, you know, you can't design it to go to one guy when you have those two guys. You throw it to the guy who's open. So there was a couple of times in the game where he threw it to Jarvis and tried to force it into Jarvis, and Odell Beckham was running a slant down the middle of the field wide open.
Are you into trading for Odell Beckham?
Down here?
No.
Why? Why not? Robbie.
What has he done? He's always done.
Well,
have him win a few ball games.
Yes.
What has he done, Robbie?
Yes.
Do you realize in the last five years, he probably had the third most catches in the history of football.
That's great. That's great. But every team he goes to, it's chaos on the team, and his team doesn't win anything despite him being so good. Hey, everyone was ripping the Giants and traded him.
You know who you sound like you're talking about? You sound like you're talking about all the people and what they said about Jimmy Butler. That's what you sound like.
He's had his first 3 years in the league, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, 1,450, 13 touchdowns, 1,367, 10 touchdowns. Then he was hurt, comes back. He had 1,000 receiving yards in 12 games with 6 touchdowns.
But really? Rob, you don't think that's good enough to help your team when you have a receiver you don't even know if he's going to play?
Robbie, Tua and Odell?
Odell's a disaster. I'm not giving him a first or second round pick for Odell Beckham. Look what happened
to Cleveland. Based on what?
Everyone's like, oh, Cleveland.
What makes him a disaster?
He has way more off the field issues than on the field. He's overrated. As overrated as it comes.
Overrated?
Overrated.
And by the way, he's nowhere near Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's problem, like, he wanted to win. Odell Beckham, he doesn't have that fire to want to win like Jimmy Butler does. Not the same.
Who gave that away? The averaging of about 1,300 yards or the 10 touchdowns every year? What gave that away?
He's kicking a net, too. And we had to make Odell Beckham kicking a net.
Kicking a net. I don't want a guy because he kicked the net.
And then he also
proposed to the net.
Also, don't forget that he had Eli Manning as his quarterback.
Why do we pick and choose? Robbie,
Hard pass.
I got the heart-shaped eyes yesterday when I saw he was available and I saw Allen Robinson was available. I was like, I could take Allen Robinson.
Hold on. Robbie, you are saying to me with a straight face, Allen Robinson is better than Odell Beckham.
If you're talking about trading for receiver, you could trade for Allen Robinson for a much lesser draft pick than it would.
No, you're changing the question. You're trying to all of a sudden.
I'd rather have Allen Robinson than Odell Beckham. Less head case.
Really?
And still an awesome receiver. I'll say it. Own it.
Boy. Man.
I mean, he has had to play.
What is wrong with you guys?
Allen Robinson may have actually had a worse career with quarterbacks than even Odell, because he's had Blake Bortles and Mitchell Trubisky. And that dude's good, man.
Was he on the AFC title game team with the Jaguars, or was he hurt that year?
I believe he was hurt that year. But I'm telling you, he's the best Jaguars receiver I've seen since Jimmy Smith. Like, he's really, really good. Because he had a bum at quarterback. And I'll tell you another thing. Robbie does make a good point. He would cost less because you got to give him a new deal. Odell's a better player.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Odell's a better player.
He's a more talented player.
But if you're talking to me, if you're going to go at, you know, who to trade for, you know.
Here, question. Right now, Robbie. Even trade Odell Beckham for Devontae Parker.
No, I'm not doing it.
What?
Not doing it.
Wow, he's never healthy.
Oh my goodness.
Odell Beckham is never sane.
What must have been going through Robbie's head when the poop story came out?
Josh Gordon has off-field problems.
Yeah.
Okay? Odell Beckham doesn't have off-field problems.
He has headlines problems. Always making headlines for the stupid stuff.
No, that's not off-field problems, Robbie.
I take a flyer on Josh Gordon.
Really?
Oh, my God. We're back out.
Really? I'm getting canceled. Can you feel the heat?
Can you feel the heat? They're in control. Sing it with me, Leroy.
No.
Come on.
Here. You ready for this one?
Yes. Come on, Leroy. It's Miami Heat. We can be beat.
ready for this?
What?
This is a Robbie text. I have to agree with Robbie. Odell is great, but he's had a lot of drops in Cleveland, and his mouth has been writing checks his ass hasn't cashed.
That's good.
Really?
Well, I think he's had other problems with his ass.
It's or not other his people. Ass.
Or maybe he doesn't have a problem with the ass. I don't know.
We're getting
either
in the
way,
danger zone.
Would you let's divert? Would you like to hear? Let's live back a little bit of a Bam Adebayo, the moment of the game yesterday, Leroy. How about a bunch of different calls of the best moment of your life yesterday, which was Bam Adebayo stuffing Jason Tatum in a gym full of virtual fans and Jason Tatum's child, which is just unfortunate because now he has a new grandfather, which is Bam Adebayo.
Now just Tatum saying. Trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam! And Bam throws it and gets it into the hands of Derrick Jones Jr. What a block by Bam Adebayo as Tate went in to slam it down and Bam said, not a chance here in Orlando.
Oh, Mike Inglis with the call last night on 790 The Ticket. Now let's hear the Spanish voice of the Miami Heat. The OG Jose Pineda and his call of Bam stuffing Jason Tatum at the rim.
Buscando Tatum atacar por la derecha, entra para la etapa de Bayo al mismo tiempo y hay falta cometida por Mota inmediatamente. Qué tapunazo por parte de Bayo.
And now, of course, the call you've all been waiting for from our boy Vladimir Putin in Russia on the Russian Heat Radio Network. Here is the call of Bam Adebayo stuffing Jason Tatum at the rim in Russian.
Derrick Jones против Тейтума. Тейтум лезет по Джимми.
Yes! Yes! Bam Adebayo с одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA.
Oh, man. I love those guys.
They didn't get Putin.
Oh, big block on Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, big stuff, yes. Putin is pleased.
Derrick Jones против Тейтума, Тейтум лезет по Джимми Джой! Yes! Yes, Bam Adebayo! С одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA!
Oh, man, that is awesome. Whew! Man.
Wait, did you get any Boston sound?
The Boston call? I can get it. I don't know. It's probably
the other side of it, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, Jason Tatum going to the gonna try and win the game here. I mean, I wish he was a guy with intangibles like Larry Bird, but let's see how this goes. All right. Drives to the rim and oh no. Bam just killed him. He tried to dunk it. Bam sends it away. I haven't seen a block like that since McHale. Oh. That's why you want a guy with intangibles going to get the play. God, I can't believe it. I love that they were calling for Brad Stevens' job this morning.
Wow. Man. I can't hear. What happened?
Nothing. Oh. Crazy. Oh man, I am on a high today, Leroy. I don't even know. I'm floating today. It's woo.
I don't know what I'm gonna do because tomorrow we got the Heat game.
Yep.
U.S. Open.
Oh man, didn't even realize.
And football.
Football.
Yep.
Man, I almost dehydrated yesterday in the hot tub. Normally, I just watch a quarter, then move my U-verse back inside, go take a shower, finish watching the game, but I couldn't stop watching.
Do you know what the cover of the Boston Globe was today?
What?
Slam? Question mark. No. Bam. It's pretty good.
I thought that article was going to lead to a story how Bam should have been called for goaltending. That's where I thought that was going.
I bet you anything that was the argument from Bill Simmons yesterday.
The ball was over the cylinder.
Ball was on the way down. Michelle was on the way down. The junk was on the way down. goaltender. You remember back when Larry Bird he'd a goaltender? You remember?
I remember. It was a goaltend. I mean, people always say goaltending is called wrong, but maybe it's called absolutely right. You ever think about that? Yeah, Russillo. That's what we same take every time. So is Russillo. Here's how Ryan Russillo does radio. Yeah, everybody says this, but you ever think that maybe it's the other thing? I'm Ryan Russillo. Oh,
Ryan Russillo, the OG Sans Pants.
Oh man. That's a point.
Point for me.
Sans Pants Wednesday. It's every day.
Oh man. Can I hear that? Can I hear WEI wanting to the Marcus Smart wanting to fire Brad Stevens one again? Because I can't hear that enough. I just want to hear them. I want to hear all of the Murph tears this morning. It brings joy to my heart every day that they have a bad day.
Next game they play, Marcus Smart might have 8 points and go 2 for 15 from 3-point land. I think Tatum still has to, like the caller just said, he has to be more than just the guy that can get the ball and create his own shot, be able to, you know, slash, cut, all types of stuff. Brown, I think Brown needs more aggressiveness.
But don't you think
game.
All these things, Wiggy, can come with a change in head coach? I think a lot of this is based on Brad Stevens. I agree with you on that, Curtis.
You know me. I've been on the get rid of Brad train for day one. I agree with you. It is about the coach. And it's not about X's and O's in basketball. It's about understanding how to manage egos and, like Curtis said, get that out of your guys.
Wow. Wow.
I'm like, holy smokes. You swear, like...
There's those big grains falling.
Yeah. No kidding. Like, that's crazy. Right? They think after that game last night, overtime game, that the coach should be fired.
I know, it's so great. I've been on this train. It's like, all right, well...
You've never said you wanted him fired. You never said he wasn't a good coach. You just said
I've never
he's
said
not
that
the
he
second
fired.
Coming.
I just said he's not God's gift to basketball. I've never said that he should be fired. Adam Gase should be fired. That dude sucks. But Brad Stevens doesn't suck. He's just not better than Spo, you know.
By the way, Mr. Gase is the odds-on favorite to be the first coach fired.
Shocking.
Shocked.
Did you see who got signed to the active squad yesterday?
Balazs.
Kalen Balazs.
Yep.
You know why? Because they realize the running back that they're using is old.
Kalen Balazs, kitty. Oh, he didn't go very far. Oh, well.
How happy is Gase that Le'Veon Bell has to go on IR?
Oh, he's so thrilled. He's
3 weeks apiece.
I told you. Don't have to make him. Don't have to feed him carries. He never played for the Broncos.
And he makes up the story how he was so mad at himself for putting him back in the game injured one. Oh, which is exactly what he wanted to do.
Dude, that's the Gase move every time. Every time he has a bad performance, he always blames himself after the game. Then he checks the film and then he throws everybody under the bus by Tuesday. That's the sneaky move.
So the press conference today.
Oh, trust me.
He's the press conference today. Yeah, he'll say
he'll put on his bus driver cap. He'll back it on up.
He said, hey, yeah, he told me he was healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, he got cleared. Got the thumbs up.
Oh, he's injured. Let me put him back in the game. And then if he gets injured, I can play Frank Gore.
He loves Frank Gore. Why does he love Frank? I love Frank Gore. I didn't think anybody out of Miami could love Frank Gore this much. Adam Gase loves Frank Gore more than anybody.
First play of the season was to give to Frank Gore.
Wow.
Honestly, like I can't tell the difference from now from 12 years ago. I'm like, well, I kind of can. I mean, not much. I mean, listen, he's still a G who gets like, you know, 3 yards every time he touches the football. But come on.
Is this safe to say that one of the MVPs of the Boston Celtics has been Marcus Smart this season? Right? To just say he's going to all of a sudden go 2 for 9.
Yeah,
like have they been watching the games?
He was ridiculous though yesterday.
He was ridiculous.
He got off hot
been
and then
good for the last month.
He has been no. I think he's led them in 3-pointers
right
in the playoffs.
Like what are they doing?
Listen, he knows that they don't respect Brad Stevens and that they're going to revolt. And unless Brad Stevens grabs Jalen Brown by the neck, they're not going to win.
Here's what I like about sports radio. Like, they make it sound like if Pat Riley was the coach, they wouldn't have lost that game. And I'm going to say this. The way that game played out, with as close as these teams are, that game could have went either way at the end, if not for a great play. And I'm having a hard time believing that they got to fire the coach and all this because of one great play by the team you're playing against, who is also really good.
He just doesn't have that. He should be grabbing Jaylen Brown by the neck and saying, listen, you should be putting up at least 18 to 20 shots a game and be aggressive. That's what he should be saying. Kemba, we paid you all this money. You need to show that you're an all-star player, you're an all-NBA player, and stop making plays.
Do you think Patriots players fear Bill Belichick on some level?
Yes.
I don't think anybody...
Pause it for a second. Leroy, you played for Bill Belichick. Did you fear him?
No. You know what? Here. There's a...
You were annoyed,
He was a hard coach. It's like... It was his first coaching gig, so we did, like, after two-a-day practices every Monday, we had, like, this 70-yard hill we used to run. Oh. Like, he used to do stuff like that, like, hard football coach like that. But when you play games and you started winning and you saw that it was worth it, that's it. That's it. You don't care. You just want to win. Like, holy smokes. They're like... So, let me get this straight. So, if Bam doesn't block that shot, it's a great coaching job.
To give it in the hands of his best player?
To get it in the hands of your best player. That's just, like, we do that in all sports. Like, there's too many things going on that have happened in the amount of time of the game to all of a sudden get to the extreme of firing your coach because he doesn't have the it factor. What exactly is the it factor? There's a bunch of coaches who don't have the appearance. Guess what? Does Frank Vogel have the it factor?
No.
Okay, but he could possibly win a championship.
He could.
And then what? Does Ty Lue have the it factor? He won the championship.
No.
Who has the it factor?
Spo.
And I can't, now I'm talking. Like
Spo. Spo has the it factor. Spo. I can't even say Popovich has the it factor. He picked a Plumlee over Bam, dummy.
He had it. Dude. He lost it. The it factor's gone.
And wait.
Washed.
What do you think would happen if the coach grabbed Jaylen Brown by the neck?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think Jaylen Brown would punch him in the face.
Right.
Brad
Steele. So, look, what sport are they watching? Watching these grown-ass men choking each other out.
Do they think that Jaylen Brown's like that kid in the sportsmanship PSA that says, I touched the ball, coach?
Right! Like, holy smokes!
That coach probably wish he grabbed that kid by the neck and be like, shut up.
Our ball.
My favorite commercial of all time, I think it was a car commercial where the kid comes out and on the trophy, it says participation, and the coach said, hey, we were undefeated. And he scratches it out and goes, first place.
I like that.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, we need to stop. Like, we take all of these sports. First of all, you never give the other team credit. Like, perfect example is they're not giving Bam credit for making a great play. Right now, they want to fire the coach.
Yep.
But in that one play, if Bam misses and he gets the dunk, then it's a big win for the Celtics. You know how ridiculous that sounds?
That's Murph.
No. It's not just Murph. There's a lot of, like, all the time.
I don't do that.
What?
I don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.